alchemy.
Yo.
That was
hilarious.
Yo, that was like hello.
That's fun. And you were like checking up on me, like, what I like about that though is you know I'm on point. Yeah. You know I'm on point. If I say 2 o'clock, it might be 2:01 at the latest, and I'm hitting you up. But I like it was 2:04, and you call me going hello.
That's how you know we're friends though, because we're friends check up when.
That's right.
I'd never be like, oh, well, maybe you just forgot and then go on with my day.
But that's the thing. You know me. You know. This is why people think guys like us can be annoying sometimes because we actually say. Because we say what we mean. Meaning, if I'm like, yo, I'll see you at 5. That doesn't mean like, oh, 5:30, he might. No.
At 5 o'clock,
I will be there. Right. I will be there. And people go, oh, I didn't know you meant like really write it. Like, Dale, you even got mad.
You meant like
5:15. 5:15, yeah, no. If anything, I'll be early. Like, if I say 5, like, oh, why were you here at 4:45? Yeah. Like, well, because I said I'd be here at 5. So that's the way to ensure. That's why I look. I'm crazy when people have excuses for being late. Like, don't get me wrong. Excuses, there are some valid excuses. It's always good to own up to your mistakes. But still, it's like, if you know you got to meet somebody somewhere, or be, you know, like, you like, just be early. Why not be early?
Be there, bro. Be there or be square,
that's right.
You fucking fraud.
That's,
you show up late.
Yes. I like when people do that. When they have like a major opportunity, and I'm like, okay, be at the studio at 6. So and so is gonna be there. Like, you bet. And I show up at 7. Like, yo, what's up? Like, you missed it. What you mean I missed it? I told you. This, like, I don't play around with that. People know me. People know me. I was raised by my grandparents, mostly my grandmother.
My mom, she's very big on time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, my grandmother was like, You know, my grandmother wasn't even an entrepreneur or a business person, but she was very, you know, like, she just respected people's time. It's like, well, you respect their time, so show up when you say you will. It's like, okay. Always helps. Anyway, what were you about to say?
No, I'll tell you when we get into the actual.
Okay. First, we got to talk about food. I have something food related. Do you want to go first or me first?
No, you go first.
Okay, so I ordered groceries on Saturday because I was just running low on some things, you know. I was like, let me just do something different. So I ordered, check this out. Amongst what I ordered a vegetable tray because I love vegetables. So I got a vegetable tray, a tropical fruit bowl from Publix, by the way. Publix has the best fruit. So this tropical fruit bowl, by the way, everybody listening, if y'all already know about Publix, they have the best fruit ever. It's so fresh. But this tropical fruit bowl is all pineapple, strawberries, and kiwi. That's all it is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Earth's candy. And then, what else did I order? I ordered some, like, deli chicken. I'm literally giving you my grocery list. Anyway, I say all that to say this. I've never ordered from the deli. The Publix deli is one of the best delis you can get. Like, they make sandwiches, you know, all the sides. And I was like, you know what I haven't had in a long time? Potato wedges.
Oh.
I love potato wedges. And so I haven't had them in a long time. And I didn't know you could do this. You can order stuff from the deli on Instacart. Like, because I was unloading all my bags. I forgot what I ordered. I'm like, what is this? I was like, what is this little bag that's like all wrapped up and nice and neat? I'm like, oh, it's warm. It was still warm. And I looked, you know, it's like a giant, it was nearly a pound of potato wedges.
Dang.
You know how good potato wedges are.
Oh, yeah, those chips are great with the, and they always have the little seasoning on there.
Yeah, you know what I did though? I did this. This is where I became, I was feeling like Chef Gordon Ramsay or something in my kitchen. I was like, let me just throw something down on these. I put Parmesan and garlic pepper on the potato wedges. You couldn't tell me shit after that. I was like, yo, I put like a little chef's hat on. I was like, you can't fuck with me now. I made these. Anyway.
They're so good.
So that it really changed my life for the past couple of days, because it literally up to, you and I both know, we're small. A pound of potato wedges it's lasted me 3 days. I've had three separate meals with potato wedges.
You got potato wedges for life.
I mean, seriously. I should have had it for breakfast.
That's fucking funny as shit.
Because you can eat potatoes for breakfast.
Hell yeah. Potato wedges are delicious.
They're good at any time of the day. Shout out to Big Potato Wedge.
Shout out.
How did, on a food-related note, how did Halloween pan out?
Halloween? Yep. Oh, it was good. It was good. Yes. I mean, we didn't do trick-or-treating because... we just didn't. I mean, I don't know. I get it. But just with this whole pandemic thing, I feel weird. Like, I felt weird about it. Like, I know being cautious and shit.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really feeling it. Just because, like, again, I don't know where these kids have been. I don't know what they're doing. And a lot of them little guys and girls, you know, they probably not wearing masks. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things happening. And I live in a neighborhood where the belief system is different. You know what I mean?
Got you.
People aren't necessarily masking up.
Okay.
So, you know. It might be a hoax kind of thing. So, obviously, like, my family and I, we know that it's real. I've actually known people that have COVID, like my age, that I knew, that I went to school with, that have COVID. One guy I know has COVID currently.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't known that many.
My age. That's a crazy thing. My age, though.
People can get, anybody can get it.
I know, but remember how people are like, oh, well, you could be younger. Oh, like, young people didn't get it. At first, they were saying that.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, I'm not taking from what you're saying at all, because I'm actually saying more, anybody can get it. It's just whether,
of course,
it's whether you'll exhibit those symptoms or not is really age dependent. It's more I'm with you though. That's what I'm saying.
You
like,
got it.
Yeah, people can get it. You can get it. There have been like even star athletes have gotten it, but yet the same or the next week they're playing again. You know, so I don't know. Yep. I'm not on any kind of side. I just don't know.
Either way, so...
I'm playing it cautious like you.
I just said, it wasn't that important to me in the first place.
I got you.
Like, passing out candy. I mean, my girlfriend was more so the one who was like, I want to pass out candy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do you? Do you really want to?
Do you really? Right.
Like, is this the time to, like, pass out candy to a bunch of little kids at this point?
I saw a
lot. Like, because last year,
yeah,
we did. And the thing is, too, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We would have had to leave the bucket out there.
Yep.
And how would we get it? How would we get it back? Because, you know, we had to put our stuff at the front.
Right. Right.
So.
That's a good question.
It was just all not gonna happen. I was like, I'm sorry.
What you can do, well, I mean, hopefully next year won't be the same. Next year, get like a fishing pole and just be in the backyard and just like flip it over the house. You know, like just lower the candy, the kids get it, you reel it back in.
Yeah.
You know, that would be amazing. I did see a lot of interesting inventions. I think my cousin, she made a, basically like a candy dispenser that looked kind of like a robot in her front yard.
Oh, that's fun.
So the kids could get candy and they'd never have to touch anyone. I guess, so it's interesting. Interesting times.
That's so fun.
No contact Halloween.
Well, that's smart.
I guess.
See, like, some people are really smart with it.
Could you imagine like one of those horror movies, like Friday the 13th, and like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen any of those, or like Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger.
No, I don't. I don't watch, like, those
kinds of
movies.
Well, if somebody's, like,
not my type.
If you're watching a horror movie and the person is after you, they get close and then they stop and they go, hey, wait, you're not wearing a mask. You're like, ah, you can't kill me, I'm not wearing a mask. See? Anyway.
Yo, it's funny how, like, everything is, like, a mask-related thing now. Because I had a picture of my... I have a picture of myself when I was in the studio.
Yep.
Well, not in the studio. I went to one of the studios around in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me with my mask on. It's such a weird time, like, to look at old pictures and be like, well, is this where we're at?
Well, yeah, not only that, but this is the weirdest, and I think we should start the show after this, but this is the weirdest. I mean, okay, I get it, but I don't get it. I posted a picture, I think it was that weird GIF or JIF or whatever the hell we call it, of me.
Mm-hmm.
You probably saw it. I'm, like, waving like a goofball. I'm, like, waving hello. And it was on my Instagram. Like, it was just a dorky. And Pat took it from my drone. Like, he took a video of me, and I waved like Forrest Gump. And I was like, I look so dorky.
Oh, yes.
I posted it, and I'm not shitting you. Somebody messaged me and said, where is your mask? I was like, I'm in the country with, like, four people who have all been tested. Anyway, and that's where it gets weird. It's like, it's just casual. How dare you be out in the middle of nowhere without a mask on? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, all right,
let's get into this shit.
I bummed myself out. Here we go.
Don't bum yourself out. It's going to be better.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Hilla.
And it's
Jay. And it's the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast, brought to you via the Anchor app. Y'all can go to anchor.fm. You can record, edit, distribute your own podcast like we do, because everybody... Who do you think... Wait, who has more... I think everybody should, just to be safe, they can have a mask like they have a podcast. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, who produces this podcast?
Just Ilkami LLC. You want to know what's funny, though? Please. I was about to say, when you said Simon Ill, yes. I was going to say Manny Producer, and I had to stop myself.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's you know what? I thought about this. You really made me think, one day I'm going to get on here. I'm going to throw you off, because I'm going to go, this is Two Gibbs Walk Into Our Podcast. This is Brad, and you're going to be like, what the, what? Like, he's his real name.
Who the fuck is Brian?
Exactly. But see, in all fairness, see, people don't know. Well, I think a lot of people know that. Simon's not my real name, you know. But then again, I say Simon, and you say Jay, which is your real name. But you go by Mini Producer.
Yes.
It's like a cluster of fucking names. It's too much. By the way, we need to talk about real names. I need to talk about a dating app. Interesting... recent interaction I had that I would like to share publicly. Obviously, I'm not going to share that person's name, but I'm going to share my experience. So, should we go there first?
Yes.
Okay. I like your seriousness. Would you get that? Yes. Okay. Yes. So,
I wanna know.
Several months ago, you know, mid-pandemic quarantine, whatever you want to call it, I downloaded some dating apps because, that's just because. I was like, it'd be cool to maybe meet somebody, whatever, you know, I'm talking to several people, you know, which you can do as a single man, you know, get to know people, see who you, it's like trying on shoes, you know what I'm saying? See who fits best. I mean, I don't mean that in a disrespectful.
You're
trying out different,
that's a great analogy.
It's like when you're dating around and you're like, oh, I like this person. But maybe I would get along really well with this person, or this person really makes me feel this kind of way, and this, like, whatever. So, I get these apps. I got Tinder again. I got this app called Hinge.
My girlfriend, she's
okay.
She is obviously no longer
on it. So, Yeah. I was about to message and be like, yeah, by the way, about that. I saw her. No.
About that. I saw her on there.
Yeah. So I got the.
That'd be a whole
that
show.
Would be. So I see the two gimps fight in a bar. That'd be an amazing podcast. So I get these apps. I've had Tinder before. By the way, I don't lie on my profiles.
Do you put your size?
I always put my height. Yep. Because.
Does it display on the account?
A lot of times, yes.
I've never had it.
A lot of times, yeah. Well, it shows up because you don't get many matches. Because a lot of girls, obviously.
Oh, sorry.
No, but that's true. Because girls are like, I don't want a guy shorter than me. Like, that's kind of a common thing. But the cool thing about that is, I know it sounds weird to say, I don't mind that because if you're so hell-bent on height, maybe I wouldn't want to be with you anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Like, and by the way, but then again, if you're open-minded, you might meet someone shorter than you and go, you know what, I really like this person. You know what I mean? I really do like them. Like, by the way, I don't discriminate either. But I met a little person that was very cool, very sweet, and attractive, and I was into them. Hell yeah. Like, I don't discriminate either way. Like, I'm more concerned about the person and not those other attributes. So anyway, so I get on there and I got no matches for like weeks, but I would go there and like comment, like with Hinge, it's more.
Wait, you can comment on
with Hinge? You can, but it's private. So like a girl has a picture on there or like a funny quote, or you answer all these questions and you can kind of tell a lot about someone from what they say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can go, oh, like, I really like that. So, anyway, I went weeks and nobody ever matched with me. And I was like, okay, well, maybe she's not working. So, I don't know, maybe a month ago, I erased it. I was like, I think I'm kind of, because I felt like I was shopping.
You deleted your whole account?
No, I just took the app off. That's why this is interesting. Okay. So I took the app off.
Okay.
But then, about a week later, I get a message, an email. It says, so-and-so sent you a message on Hinge. So I, like, dive to the app store, like,
right away.
So I look, and it's this girl who apparently is in my neighborhood, according to the app.
Get the fuck out of here.
And she seemed cool, so I said, she had answered one of my questions that I put on there, some quote that I put on her, something I said, and she commented on it in a very thoughtful way. So I was like, hey, yeah, and we just kind of joked about it. Anyway, so we messaged back and forth, so I'm like, okay, like, she told me what she did. By the way, I refrained from telling her I was a producer. Like, at least, I didn't tell her I was Simon. Like, my profile says Brad. Like, I don't go on there and do that, because I think that's fake. If you do that, because if you really want to know a girl in your personal life, and I go, oh, my name's Simon, and she hangs out with me, and what if someone in my family calls me Brad? You're immediately going to get, who the fuck is Brad? You know? Anyway, so this girl's like, oh, so you're a producer, and I said, yeah. So then I told her, I said, I produce under a different name, so here's, the name. And then a couple of days later, I said, well, what are you doing? She told me what she did. It was pretty interesting. So we were just kind of telling stories. And I said, by the way, this is like after a week of everyday messaging back and forth. And I said, could I possibly get your number? I was trying to be nice. Like, could I get your number? Like, I think actually my exact wording was, would it be too forward to ask for your number? I always want to be polite. You know what I mean? Because some people don't want to give it away, right? You know, like, it's fine. And she said, not yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I like messaging on here. I said, okay, no problem. So we kept the conversation going.
Okay.
I didn't mind. But then, after 2 days, it wasn't a bad thing. But I told her this story about traveling. Because she asked me a very interesting question about traveling, like being in a wheelchair. So I answered, and I told her a funny story. And, you know, like, aha, LOL, whatever. And then I'm waiting for her to, like, tell me something, and just nothing. For, like, a whole week. Oh, no. And then I was like, now this is weird. Like, either you're not interested anymore, or am I supposed to keep it? Am I supposed to keep it going?
Yeah, because you don't want to be
right, like,
a weirdo.
Right, like, hey, what are you doing? What you doing today? But you know, like, you don't want to be fucking weird and clingy, you know? Anyway, I find it interesting. It's another thing that put me off of, like...
So she just stopped talking to you?
She hasn't hit me back since.
What the fuck, bro? I really try not to get pissed off at this shit, because I know, like, at the end of the day, it's not that deep. But, like,
I know, it's like, tell me, bro. You know, I'm not really interested, or maybe not now.
It's fine to not totally be interested, bro. Yes. I mean, I get, like, I know women have, like, you know, where you can get killed for, like, turning someone down and all that shit. Like, that, I get it. However, we're all fucking adults. Like, I'm not gonna come and find you through the motherfucking app and be like, wow, this lady fucking turned me down. Like, I'm coming after her. Like, unless you're crazy, and if you were crazy, you were already gonna do that shit to begin with. Like, it wasn't gonna be just any... What I'm saying is, that's so pussy to me, bro. It's so pussy for me. Like, I just... Oh, like, if you don't want to talk to me, don't just say I'm not fucking interested. So I can move on with my life. It's not even like, oh, this is the only person I'm ever gonna talk to. But it's just kind of like... It's just human decency. I mean, we don't know what she's going through. I mean, we might find out next week that, you know, whatever. But still, right now, at the current moment of this recording, that shit pisses me the fuck off.
I never understand. You know, obviously, you hope everything is okay and whatever. But still, it's like, you seemed interested in the conversation. Do I have to keep instigating it? Right. And, you know, I am the type to write to them and say, hey, you know, you're obviously not, or, you know, even say, like, you know, I'm going to assume that maybe you're not interested in talking to me anymore, which is fine. I just, you know, want to clarify so I'm not, like,
looking like a fucking fool.
And not only that, but she apparently lives in my neighborhood. Yeah. Like, what if I see her out, you know, and I'm like, oh, hey.
And you're, like, rolling around, and you're like, hey, girl, remember me?
Exactly. I don't want to be rude, you know, like, oh, so you are okay.
So you're fine.
Now buy me Starbucks.
That's funny.
It is. Oh, by the way, speaking of funny shit, the other night we were talking about dating apps on my Instagram Live, and we were talking to my friend Cooper. Mm-hmm. I think you've probably seen Cooper. He has OI, like us. We call him Cooper. He's the art.
Oh, yeah,
guy.
He does
so
the
dope.
Art, right?
And he goes, I'm restarting, or he goes, I'm changing my bio in my dating.
I feel like I went to his account,
but I have to share,
and then I saw his story.
I have to share with the public. Because here's how it came about. I was trying to come up with dating profiles for him, or the bios. So people were jumping in my live, like, or messaging, like, saying the most hilarious things. And they were really good ideas. And then Cooper posts, and it says, like, he says, I'm tired of dating. What'd he say? Just move in and take your pants off. And I said, oh my God.
Yeah.
There it is. He legitimately put that on his profile. And I said, now I need to know what happens.
Whoa.
And the other night he goes, yo, immediately a girl hit me up. She loved it. I was like, bruh, sometimes you just gotta act. By the way, my first, well, the girl who took my innocence back in the day, as I say. She said, you just gotta ask for what you want. I was like, it's pretty legit. So... but it holds true to this day, exactly.
To this day.
So I was like, maybe that's what people want. I think it actually is refreshing for people just to say what they're thinking.
Yep.
And go, quit fucking around. What do you want?
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie I saw.
The Notebook.
With the...
Was it really?
The Notebook, yeah, my girlfriend. When I watched... Yeah, my girlfriend and I watched it. Cause I'd never seen
oh
the movie
my God.
Before.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you... Yes. I feel like once you get a girlfriend...
Yes.
Or a partner or whatever...
Yes.
Like, there are certain movies that you kind of...
Yep. Yep. I'm trying not to keel over with laughter because the fact that you just said that, that's such a dating thing that the last long-term
yep.
girlfriend I had, it was one of the first things we did when she moved in with me. She goes...
I feel like a lot of guys can relate
yes,
to this.
And she goes, we have to watch this. So we laid in
yeah.
bed... And watched it, and I was just like, basically like, can we have sex now? You know, that's what I was thinking. What?
We were long distance at the time, so I didn't, we watched it through, you know.
Well, I not only watched it, I'm a sappy person anyway, so I like emotional mm-hmm. movies.
I'm not gonna lie, I did too.
Oh, I did too.
Wait. I'm not going to care.
I did too, but for two reasons. One, it was kind of sad, but also I was like, the more I tear up,
yeah.
the more sympathy sex I might get after this.
Yeah.
And it worked in my favor. But later I was like, what the hell did I just watch? But there were a lot of good points in that movie. Like, that dude, I was so frustrated.
He really
I was so frustrated for him. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I was frustrated for him too. I was like, well,
girls can be confusing. And it's like,
yes.
I had, by the way, I had this, I can't say what I was about to say because I give her too much props. Anyway, so a girl I knew a couple of years ago, very attractive, very sweet. Like, she would talk to me all the time. Like, texting and all that stuff. And she had gone through some kind of breakup or something and was texting me a lot. And, you know, girls can do that. Like you know, you want to be comforting or whatever. And then I think it was maybe, I don't even a year ago, she said, like, by the way, I was just being a nice guy. Because there are some girls I feel are out of my league. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like,
no, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like, almost like, I hate to say societal, but for most people, you're like, yeah, that's a hot girl right there. Like, super hot. So,
yes.
I was like, you know, just being cool with her. So I'm like, this girl, I didn't even think about that. And then, like, a year or so later, I was messaging her or something. We were talking because she was going through some personal, and I did feel bad. She's a sweet person. And I was like, you know, it sucks. I'm really sorry. She goes, I don't know why you didn't take your shot when you had it. I was like, what? She goes, oh, yeah, I totally was.
I had a chance.
Like, you didn't get my hints? I was like, what? Like,
what
that's,
you,
yeah. Hint? I was like,
I was
so mad for like at least a day. I was like pounding the wall with my fists. It was, though. I was like, if I would have known, I would have been like, yo, what up? What's up?
So the chances of
That's exactly what I said. So, well, if I would have known, I would have moved on it. She goes, I broke up with my boyfriend at the time, and everything is partly because we were talking so much. I was like...
So what happens next?
That's the end of the
story.
We don't really
what
talk. I mean,
actual
she's sweet. We still follow each other on social media. This is like a year ago. Like, you know, we have all these digital flings, or at least I do. Dear God. I'm just trying to find a nice girl, you know. I'm going to steal Cooper's profile and just put that in my bio. It is, I'm tired of dating. Move in and take your pants off. You know what I'm saying? It's so brilliant. Honestly, oh my gosh. Oh, I'm tired of mixed signals. But look, speaking of mixed signals, Malia, shout out to Malia. She's the best. She was talking about Christmas today. on Instagram. I was like, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Bring on the holidays. It sure got cold today. I don't know if you've been outside or anything, but...
Well, yeah, I was, actually.
It's freezing out there. Or at least it was this morning. But anyway, yeah, so that's kind of... I guess I just gave y'all my dating history over the past year. There are other instances, it's really weird because you never know. I guess you just don't know. It'd be great. Like, wait, here's a serious question, a deep question. Would you really want people to be honest all the time?
No.
That's heavy, but I think you're right. I'm with you on that.
Absolutely not, because I feel like I would. Oh man, I know I'd get my feelings hurt. There are some things I just feel like I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, and especially even dating, like my girlfriend. I know for a fact there are some things I'm sure she lies to me about or just doesn't tell me, and I'm okay with that because everyone says like, oh, you should always be honest in your relationship. Shut the fuck up. There are some things you do not want to know, bro. That. Like, I don't want to, that shit is a fucking lie. Because when people say, like, oh, I want my partner to be honest with me all the time. And mm-hmm. Shut the hell up. You don't want to know that shit. Because your partner mm-hmm. will hurt your motherfucking feelings.
Yep.
You know how many breakups would happen and divorces? You think divorce is fucking popular mm-hmm. now? Oh, my gosh. I know. I'll tell you right now. I feel like my parents would be fucking divorced if that. Well, honestly, my dad is a pretty honest person. He might be the only person I know that doesn't. Like, I wouldn't say he's never lied, but his lies are, like, far and few between. Like, he tells you how you feel and how he feels, regardless of how you feel.
I know I like him.
I guess, like, that's one of the only people I feel like I know that, like, yeah.
Well, I think it is rare that people really say what they feel, you know, and like, hey, like, I think people are also intimidated by that. Like, people don't like it's. By the way, let's go back to the Notebook. That's why the dude was like, "What do you want? What do you want?" He's going nuts because the girl ain't being honest with what. Every dude loves that shit. Because you, by the way, watch that shit again. And when he's doing that, just mm-hmm. do a side eye to Pamela. Just look at her, yeah.
She's just like that, man.
It drives me insane.
Like that's why every time that part comes up, I'm like.
But it is funny though, because think about this: like, if your girl like goes gets her hair done, and then comes home, and goes, "So what do you think?" And you're like, you have two scenarios: you can go, "Oh, it looks great," or you can go, "Yo, you look like Bride of Frankenstein. Go get your money back."
Yeah,
get
like
your money back.
That's why honesty is not always the best policy because, again, like, same thing with artists, bro. Like, if I told every artist how I felt, I probably would not work with people. Because, again, you have to pick and choose.
Everybody does it. This is why I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about how everyone's kind of a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. And we all are. Because we all say, oh, I want people to be honest with me. Tell me the truth. Well, by the way, I've had girls tell me the truth. And I was like, damn it, why did you do that? You know? But then you're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And it's better I know. I've definitely had girls do that. Or at least they tell you the truth. And you're like, well, I'd rather know now than later. That's fine, sure. It sucks. But it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, what was that skit? I don't know who did it, but it was a skit of like when keeping it real goes wrong. I don't remember if it was like Dave Chappelle or something, but that shit was too funny. But yeah, sometimes like keeping it real, it'll backfire into your face. Like, yeah, you're trying to say some shit. You just, you know, you can just go, okay. Like, you don't. Like, all right.
You.
All right. Yeah,
I like it weak.
Be in the middle of the road. Yeah. Okay. I mean, clear communication. We need to remake the Notebook. Oh my gosh, that would be a great. That would be a great, like, I by the way, the notebook isn't even that old. I don't think, is it? You know, like a ni is it
Nope.
like a 90s movie?
Not. Let's see.
Really?
No, it's 2004.
That's wild. The girls really jumped on that shit. Please.
Oh, Simon, this is random. It has nothing to do with this shit. But I was going to tell you earlier. So you remember how I told you I
Yeah.
was going to have, it's a music related thing, but you remember how I told you I was going to have
Yes.
an exclusive Beats only store? And I got my first
Dope.
sale
Congrats.
only. Now, here's the thing,
Yes.
let's be honest, because we talked about this. And it's not a reflection of me. So I have a price point that works for exclusives at 100, right? Now some people could be like, yo, that's so low, whatever. However, here's something I realized, and it's not fair, and I guess in the grand scheme of things, say what you want. But in today's world, people care more about clout than they do your actual talent. It doesn't matter if it's fair, if it
Yes.
makes sense, but you know what's
Yep.
true. If you get a big placement, right? All of a sudden, your beats are the best fucking
Yep.
beats anyone's ever heard. They're so magical. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. You could have done it 2 weeks ago. You could have been doing it for
Yep.
10 years.
Yep.
It's just how it goes, right? So I've learned not to feel bad, right? Some people are like, oh, well, why isn't your pricing more, whatever. Here's the fucking deal. I know where I stand. I don't stand at all, but I know where I'm at, you know? And it's not to say that, because I've worked with really dope people, but it hasn't been yet. And that's not to say there isn't that opportunity, or it's not coming or whatever. But even for the people I work with, it just wasn't like, I work with Fred the Godson, but he died, right?
Right.
So there wasn't a push on the song, you know what I mean? So nobody really knew, I mean, other than what I posted about it or whatever, but no one really knew, so it
Yeah.
didn't really matter. Even though he was a big artist, it wasn't, you know. Okay, so, but also, you gotta find what works for you. I think that's where people get fucked up at, is they're trying, like, people around them are like, oh, you gotta do this. But you gotta find what works for you. Because if you put your price point, let's say you put it at 500, but you get no sales and you've had that shit at 500 for a long ass time, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what's gonna work for you. Now, for me, I've had an easier time at this point in my career, at this exact moment, 11/2/2020. I've had, and next week it might be different. You never know. That's the great thing about the music business is shit just can change at any. That's why I love about this business is like, you can go from like a nobody, and you know what I mean by a nobody, but you can go from, you know, not nobody knows who you are to everybody knows who you are. It's just how this game goes. Anyway, I found right now 100 works for me. Now I kind of understand that because like $100, I feel like it's a pretty easy number to spend. You know what I mean? Just from a standpoint of like, it's really not that much in the grand scheme of things. Like, I'm not really gonna miss it. Like, if I spend $100, but if I spend $500, I'm gonna know. You know what I mean? Unless I just like am rolling in money, then I guess it wouldn't matter. But you know, for where I'm at right now, 500, I'm gonna feel like I better be spending 500 because it's, you know, it's worth it. You know. Anyway, so. That's all to say. I'm proud because, again, it all just depends on where you're at, and I feel like the harder that you, the more work that you put in, and the bigger you build up your brand and shit, like you can always increase your price and all that shit. But you gotta do what works for you at the time. You know what I mean? Because again, you gotta support yourself. You can't be like having people in your ear like, oh, you should increase the price, and then you never get a sale because it's not their business. Like, they're not supporting you unless they're giving you money, you know, every week, like here, then maybe, you know. But for where I'm at right now, this is what works for me, and I'm okay with it. Because again, you always tell me this. I make beats. Like, that's all I do. Like, I have no other job other than making beats. That's it. So if a beat sells for $100, I can just make another beat. Like, it's not like you know, it's not like that's the only beat I'm ever gonna sell in my whole life, or you know, or I'll ever make. So I just want to tell you that because I thought it was cool. Because I started the exclusive beats only store to give Well, one, because I've been reading this book called One Thing, and essentially, as you can tell from the title, it tells you to kind of focus
Yes.
on one thing, you know, like, and obviously there's other things that can come into that area, but, you know, so I was like, okay, what do I want to do long term? Like, you know, like, I like selling beats online. I like people leasing beats. That's great. However, what do I really want to do? So I was like, I really want to find artists that just want exclusive beats. You know what I mean? Because one, I can just take a slower time, because I feel like when I'm trying to make beats for my website, I'm like so having to like put enough beats so that there's enough and keep it all consistent. But with the exclusive beats only story, I can really like take my time. You know what I mean? Because obviously, if it's an exclusive beat only store, I want that shit to be the best beat I can each time. In general, I want to make the best beats, but you know what I mean? Like, so, and two, I feel like if you're an artist, right, that wants exclusive beats only, your mindset is probably different, right? Because you're like, yo, I want to be the only person with this beat, and that. So I don't know. So I'm excited, and it's fun for me. I like to do things different, you know. So that's my goal right now. Is I've been focusing on this new beat store. Like I have my regular beat store and stuff like that. But anyway, I just want to tell you that
That's
I
dope.
made my first
Congrats.
sale. So I'm
Well,
yeah, same. I'm
I
pumped.
think like we,
Yeah.
I can't remember if we talked about it or when we did. I'm sure we did, but you know, it's like the different price points. I think I said this on IG Live. I think I was talking about we did because I was talking about like fashion. You know, you can have a big brand like Nike, and Nike can sell an everyday, every person, you know, a daily sneaker. You know, like, oh, wear this to the gym, or wear it to work, or wear it just hanging out with your friends. But then you can have the same company has a different line of products, and maybe they are a little different. Maybe they're more exclusive. They don't make as many of them.
Thanks.
And they go, yeah, this is an exclusive athletic shoe that was designed by scientists, and it's got this and this technology and this, and these are $500 a pair as opposed to $100. You know, and people will buy it because it's got more into it, or it's maybe a more exclusive. By the way, that's what people like about fashion. People don't like, if you think that people like, okay, Supreme is a perfect example. What is it? It's red with some white lettering. It says Supreme. I mean, you could fake it so easily. Now, whether it's a more quality product, probably, but just by the name alone, it's like Gucci. Gucci's the same way. You could have a nice, you know, I mean, I'm sure, I know they make quality stuff, you know, but it's like, is it that much different? I mean, maybe so. But what I'm getting at is you're buying the
Exactly.
brand, you're buying the exclusivity. It's like a perfect example. I mean, a painting, just like or a beat. A beat's the same way. Okay, a beat from me or you, no offense to either of us, is one thing. But if you get like, oh, I don't know, a Metro Boomin beat or something, or something like Legendary,
Oh, a
yeah. And they're
Timberland
like,
or
oh, their
somebody,
beat, they
yeah.
get like, back in the day, by the way, I think people were getting like 40, 50 grand, if not more. Or
Back in the
people would
day, you
get.
could sell your shit way more. I only know a few people, like I know like Internet Money, I'm sure you've heard of that group. They sell their beat. One, their management is dope and they have the accolades to back it up. So obviously their price is
I
up
do
there.
recall
So
though in my
they
day in the industry. Well, I mean, like, what I mean is like when people around me were at their like height, like, and it was when budgets were big. People were getting 75 grand for a beat, a
Yes.
hundred grand advance, you know. So,
You see
but
what I'm
by the way, a
saying?
guy like me, I couldn't because I didn't have their track record, pun intended. But you know, like I didn't, so I can't ask for that kind of money. But when you're getting like a Scott Storch, and he just came off of like 5 50 Cent hits, and a Lil Wayne hit, and a Fat Joe hit, and a Beyonce hit, you know. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll gladly give you 100 grand advance. Easy. Because they know they're going to make millions off it.
And that's, and you know what? People want to make you feel better. I've had people be like, oh, why are you selling it? Because guess what? It doesn't matter what I fucking think about my value. I mean, you know what? People say like, oh, you know, oh, well, you got to value yourself. That's great. Right, I think I'm fucking awesome. I know I'm great. You know, at the same time, I got to fucking eat. Like, and so it's all fine and dandy to say, oh, my beat should be 500. But at the same time, I'm still building up myself. I'm putting in the work. And I know as soon as a fucking hit occurs, and, you know, people are like, oh, I got to get a mini put. You're there
but
that, right there.
And that's, how, but that's how it works.
And that shit going up. Like, right. You got to make it make sense. You got to make it make sense. And I think people get so emotionally attached to their beats. It's kind of like songs. That's why people don't want to release songs.
Right.
They're like, oh, I got to hold on to this shit. Why? What tells you that your beat is worth 500? Outside, other than just you saying it's worth 500, if you don't have any accolades, if you don't have any kind of credits to back it up. And what I mean by credits to back it up is, unfortunately, Fred the Godson, as dope as he wasn't relevant enough to the audience that I have for people to give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's just the fact. You know what I mean? But if I got a placement with Lil Baby, you bet your ass people would be okay with paying more, right? Because in the current time, even with Boldy James, talented as a motherfucker, I have a placement with him. But at the time, people didn't give a fuck. Now he's gotten on Big Sean's album. He's, you know, doing shit. You know what I mean? But at the time, so it didn't matter that I got a placement with him. It was
that's
great
dope,
for me.
Right.
Cause I'm like, shit, that's a dope guy. But, you know, like, I have a placement that's coming out. I can talk about it because that's coming out with Tiffany Evans this week on Friday. Now, is that going to be a good look? Hell yeah, it is. Because she's relevant enough. People know who she is. You know what I mean? That's coming out, and we're really pushing it. And, you know, I have another one that's coming out with YB and Almighty J. Now, that one, Simon, that one is going to be definitely a good reason to increase the price. Because, again, he's relevant. So these are the things that, like, people don't want to admit. And we talked about this before. Because you told me this before. You're like, you know, you've never been mad at my price points because, like, you get it. Like, you know that, like, if a placement that's relevant that people give a fuck about happens, boom, price can go up. Now, I'm not saying you guys immediately charge a grand. You know what I mean? But maybe you go from 100 to 300 or 100 to 250. I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But something you taught me is to not be so, like, emotional when it comes to, like, my business from a pricing standpoint, because you know something I've always struggled with is like, what should I charge, right? And you're like, well, what's working for you? Like, what's working for you? Like, and I feel like you've always asked me that question. Not what I think it should be. Not what I feel like, you know, the price. What is actually worth? If $100 is working for you.
Yep, you can always bump it up a little here and there.
If you get
super busy and in demand. You know, you can do that. By the way, I just had an interesting thing, you know, just like that. And it's like, you know, when you get busy, you can do that. But, you know, I'll take a half step back because you were saying something that was very interesting. And it happened to me not only, 7, 8 years ago. I did, you know, I've produced a lot of records and for a lot of great artists. And one of the biggest things that I've done, at least for me, like, as far as, like, there's a band called Manchester Orchestra, and they're a great rock band
from
Georgia. They're amazing, like, one of my favorite rock bands, and they were young and new at the time, and their A&R, I was just introduced to their A&R. He was a friend of mine. Like, he and I wrote songs together, and, like, he worked for Sony and all this stuff. He used to hang out in the studio with me, and so I really like this band he signed, and I think I've told you this story, but I got to do a remix for them before one of their big albums came out. Me and another producer did two different remixes, and they got featured on Alt Press magazine's website when their album launched. So, like, and I
think so funny,
a lot of
bro.
People did a lot of bigger things, but this was the first time I got asked, like, to do something for a band on a major label who I really loved. I love. Now, here's the thing, but here's why I'm saying this. It's just like your, you know, some of your instances, and other people have these too. It meant a lot to me just because I liked the band. But the thing is, the band wasn't, they're not that commercially known. But they're amazing. Like, but that's where it should come from. This is what I'm getting at. It's like, you make things you're interested in, and you do this, is what I'm saying. And by the way, but before anybody asks,
yes,
before you even ask, or anybody says anything, I got $0 to do that remix for them. Because I did not care. I really did not care. I don't care if anybody says I'm stupid. Because I put yourself in my shoes. It was like, oh, your favorite band of the current time would like you to do a remix. Do you go, no, give me some money? They'd be like, who the fuck are you? Like, give the thing and make it dope. And, like, I was happy that the band liked it. And it got featured on this magazine's website. And, you know, my name got mentioned. You know, just that alone, I was like, this is awesome. Like,
that's how you should feel. You know what's crazy? That's Tiffany Evans' placement.
And it's a fire song.
That's crazy.
Too.
I listen to her. It's a fire song. Yeah,
when you're in the industry,
trust,
people in the industry know that.
Before it releases.
I mean, I've heard albums before they've come out so many times.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not gonna say whose albums because that might get me in trouble, but I've heard some albums before they came out, and I was like,
it's
fire, yeah. So,
And so,
what's that?
Here's the thing, though. I just want to say this real quick. The thing I was going to say is the fact that the crazy thing about that beat was I actually made it around bigger artists' vocals, and I wasn't going to release the beat at first. But then I put it in one of my beat packs, and then a songwriter that I know, she got the beat pack.
See,
and that's how the song came
out. Well, that's that thing.
And,
you know, I'm going to bring up K-Visa real quick, because he had this thing of,
K-Visa.
When I met him, he had all this music on his computer that was really good. Yeah, he's like, I don't want people here.
Yeah,
like, I don't know about this. I don't know. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, these songs are just as good, if not better, than half of what's out there. Like, you never know. You never know. So, and it's like you...
Yep. Yo, that song that we got...
Jay Pilot Life?
When are we... Like,
oh, we will.
Talk,
I talked to...
Yeah,
talk
we need to
talk
more about that, because...
I mean, we can make this public. But I talked to Pat today. I think he's going to play live bass. Yeah, like a live bass. It's going to be so
sick.
He's
going to have the bass.
I got Jay's vocals. So I just need to get visas. Vocals. Anyway, so that being said, you know, here's some advice to everyone out there. You know, hopefully the producers are listening to our podcast, you know, or whoever, any kind of creative. Let people hear your music, see your artwork, hear your poetry. Like, I remember one time, one time, like a year ago, there was, you know, because I used to have a housekeeping service. I actually stopped using that. I'm doing a different service because the housekeeping service price doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Wait, what? So you tell me this. When we get off the phone, I'm going to call you because I want to know what service you're using, because I want to look into it. So go ahead.
So, anyway, so these, when I had housekeeping service, a lot of times the people that come in are different every time. And it was just once a month just to like mop the floors and dust the, you know, ceiling and all that, whatever stuff I can't do. So, and they're always very kind. And one time it was these two girls, and they happened to notice the plaques in my studio. And one girl was like, are you in the music business? I was like, yep. She goes, okay, so the other girl that's here with me, she's a really good poet, but she's always nervous about letting people hear her shit, and she's really good. I go, really? She goes, yeah. So before they left, I convinced this girl to read some of her poetry. I said, don't be nervous. I said, look, when it's very personal, like music or whatever, like if you wrote a song, you're nervous to let people hear it. Because you're like, especially if it's very personal, because you're like, this is my heart. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to hear, you don't want to sing a song or recite a poem for someone and someone go, yo, that's garbage. And you're like, yo, that's my heart right there. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I get the sensitivity. But this girl read her poetry, and it was so good. I was like, what are you doing? She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, why are you not, like, putting this, like, on Instagram stories? Like, make a video of you reading it. Or I even said, write for a rapper. Like, she was so poetic. I was like, write for a rapper. Let them use your lyrics, or a singer. Mm-hmm. Or even if you're scared to show your face, just read your poetry and put video over it. Or type it out and put it on a, you know, like a, almost like a lyric video. You know what I mean? I was like, given all these ideas, because so many people do that shit. And they're like creative and they don't want to show it to anybody, you know. Or, but also that thing you said about when people go, well, I think it's just pure fucking arrogance when people go, you know, this is worth way more than you can afford. It's like, okay, well, then nobody will fucking hear it. It's just going to sit. It's going to sit in your fucking notebook. Yeah. Speaking of notebooks. It's going to sit in your fucking notebook or on your hard drive. Or and nobody's going to give a shit. Mm-hmm. Then you, but don't bitch. Don't bitch about people not understanding you. They don't understand my genius. No, they can't see your genius. Show them your genius. God dang. Excuse me while I whip out my genius. that's just a podcast title. Whip out my genius.
Yes.
So, uncircumcised genius. That's the podcast title. So it is that thing of like, okay, and that's how you build your reputation. Like you said with your beats, it's like, if you got a way to get beats to people, don't hold on to them. Put them out there. I was telling Patrick today, I was on the phone with him, and we were talking about Rap Chat, and I posted about it again today, because I was like, I posted it a while back, didn't get a lot of views. I admittingly erased it and reposted it, but I was like, these are beats that I would have thrown away, and cumulatively, they've got over 2 million views. Those are beats I would have just set on my hard drive. It's like, I started thinking, I can make more of these. Like, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing for years. I can make these like nothing and put more on there. Why not? You know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I agree. Like, I'm doing what works for me right now. It doesn't have to be permanent. It's not permanent, you know. And everybody starts somewhere. Like, even though I've been doing this for a while, like, everybody starts somewhere, you know. And to be honest, for people that did have their prices higher, like, one, they started, like, way, like back in 2013, 2014, when I was selling beats online, I think I had taken a break or something like that. And I always think about it, like, man, I shouldn't have taken a break. But, you know, at the time, that's just what I did. I wasn't really going heavy. But I know, had I done that, because see, that's why so many people are doing well now with their brands, because they were going fucking heavy with it. So now, you know, they have that brand name. But, you know, again, I'm having fun. I mean, at the end of the day, all that other shit is just extra. Like, everything, the music industry is so dope to me because you can literally, like I said, you can go from big to, you know, small to big so quickly. And I think that's the coolest thing about this industry. That's why I love doing what I do, because you can go from making, you know, no money to millions of dollars ASAP. You know what I mean? Like, I love this industry so much, bro. Like, I think people, and I just want to say this before we go. The thing about this industry is you got to be a fucking consistent ass motherfucker. You got to be strong. Because if you're weak, you won't make it in this industry, bro. Because, and that's just keeping it real. Because you have to be strong from the standpoint of, like, you can get fucked over in this industry. You can get shit to fall through. You can have stuff not happen for you or people tell you shit. But you got to keep going. Because even if you get knocked down, you got to keep fucking going. and like just do it. My therapist told me this because, you know, I go to therapy, and she told me that when I put energy into like things that I like or just do what I like, then that's going to show. And so she said not to focus on the money part, but to focus on just putting all the good energy into what I love, and then everything else is going to come together. So that's been my biggest focus as of late, is to, instead of focusing on, like, oh, how much money am I making? Like, obviously keeping it in mind, but not making that the major focus, and just focus on doing what I love.
Excuse me,
and then everything else comes together.
Well, I think,
do what you love.
That's a common thing, and it's true. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Because people can tell when you're passionate about it. You know what I mean? Like, people can tell when you're, when I make beats that I really, like, worked on and put love into, people know. I've had people comment, like, yo, I can tell you really like what you do.
Yeah.
And that
is
the biggest compliment to me.
That goes with any kind of job, you know, like, or occupation that people choose. That's why I also think that, you know, even in my career, and damn, we really got to go because we're going overtime here. Even in my career, there were points where I thought about money too much. And then when I did, like, it was it's something I've taught you, you know. And by the way, by example, you know, anytime I tell you something, I really, or anyone, I try to say it out of experience, not, you know, I either tell, and you know this from experience of working with me. I always tell you things out of either I've been there or, and a lot of times, I've been there and done it this way. Don't do it this way. You know what I mean? Like, this is not good. And it was always, you know, work gets good when you stop thinking about what's coming because of it.
Yeah.
Just do the work, and then you start looking around you.
Yes.
Going, holy shit, this is working. You know, and then you just keep working. Like, try not to think about it too much. Anyway, but, you know, it's all about building brand, building reputation. So speaking of that. Okay. Excuse me, I'm drinking LaCroix over here, and it was tickling my throat. That's what she said. Okay, sorry, that's... All right. Anyway, if people want to find you online, that was the worst segue ever. That wins the award of the year. For a worse segue into the outro. But I was going to say, speaking of building brands,
yo, find me a main producer. I'm putting out reels. Brand? I'm putting out shit. Because shit is going up, so you don't want to miss this journey. And also, miniproducer.com is...
Dope.
What about you, Simon?
Nice. Oh, and you've been working out, too, a little bit.
Simon, what about you? Where can they find your ass at?
They can find my ass on Pornhub.com/SimonIlla. You can find me everywhere, Simon Illa, SimonIlla, and that's everywhere from Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Sorry, say MySpace. Black Planet, all of that. Yep, you can find me everywhere. Also. You can find us on this podcast, but you already know that because you're listening to it. Once again, as usual, this podcast is brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm and get the app. You can record, edit, and distribute your podcast just like we do every week or as often as you'd like. You can do it twice a day, three times a day. Why not? Might get, like, podcast fatigue. But go for it. Anyway, who produces this podcast? That is correct. And do not forget, y'all, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, me and Jay, a.k.a. Mini Producer, on Instagram Live doing the live review. And you can cash app $20 for us to review an entire song and give you our honest opinions on it. So, all right, anyway, well, have a good week,
you
Jay.
Too.
Even though I'll be talking to you in like 2 minutes or less than that.
You know, I'm
and everybody out there, have a good week. Take care of yourselves. And, it's election week too. Just be smart out there, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Y'all have a good week. Me.